Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I think that's all I need. All right. All right, I think that I'm ready to start the show. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. How are you?
Good.
Okay, good, 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 good. Okay, so you ready to go, okay? You ready? Okay, okay. So we
Oh, right.
Okay, okay. All right, then. I want you to give all that when we go on the show. You comfortable? You look good. I want you to be extra. Listen, this is not like super professional. Like, we're going to have fun. This is the Kiki, okay? This is the Kiki. Okay, so you just hold tight. I'm going to start the show. If your friends want to watch on another device so they could see what the show actually looks like while it's happening live, you can watch on YouTube or Facebook. There'll probably be more people on YouTube watching it, but it's up to you how you guys want to watch it. So, yeah, we went over the questions. It's going to be fun. It's not going to be that long. So you ready to get started? Okay, let's get going. I always get nervous before shows, but let's get the show started. Okay, so you got to make sure you're dead silent, okay? Hold on, let me see. Let me move this out the way. Boom. And then we're going to get going here. So the show can begin. All right, we're about to start in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, guys, what's up, everybody? It's Armand, and we're back with another video. Okay, so listen, I have a treat for you guys today. We're going to have some fun. It's going to be very, very light. It's going to be more of a Kiki session today. So listen, if you guys are returning subscribers, then you guys know how this thing goes. Some shit might shut down, some shit might stop working, but we will get through the show. Now, let me tell you, I'm running a lot of power right now. We got the call-in number going, we got Facebook going, and then I have an exclusive Skype in going right now, so some shit might glitch. So if it's too much bandwidth because we too turned up, just exit the live and come back in, and you guys should be fine, okay? Now, listen, if you are a new subscriber or a new viewer, welcome and hello. Okay, so we're going to get into some things today. Now, I don't know if you guys have been on the internet lately, there was a man who went viral. He works at Burger King, okay? And so I'm not sure where the Burger King is, but so he was at the Burger King, and then a woman came in, and she started filming him, and they had a little debacle back and forth, and, you know, that's where the hashtag reverse the camera came in, and I thought this shit was hilarious. So I was just like, oh, my God, like, I need to find this guy, because the damn, it was songs made, memes made about it. I mean, it was hilarious. I'm going to play it for you guys, and then we'll talk. So let me get the clip. Let me see. Okay. So once that video went out, the people went crazy. I mean, they were talking about his teeth and his hair and everything, okay? And then he went in on her, talking about her teeth and her bangs and things like that. So then she went and took to her social media. Now, she has over 100,000 some subscribers. People were upset with her because she was calling him a thing and a punk. So this is what she then went and said. Let me see if I have it.
When I got there, there was nobody at the counter. Second, yeah, because they don't know. Second, when I said something about nobody being at the counter, he came from behind with a whole attitude. All you seen was after effects. You feel what I'm saying? So I don't explain shit to nobody. But all of y'all was not there. It's real funny how everybody jumping on the little punk side. I got a whole bunch of friends. And I call them, if I got a fat friend, bitch, I call you fat. If you're skinny, I'm going to call you skinny. If you're a punk, I can call you a punk. Y'all so goddamn sensitive in 2019. It's real funny.
Okay. Now, hold on. So now we are going to get into some things because, well, you know, this is the only place we get into it. So I'm here to get to the bottom of the shit. Okay, so I have him here exclusively to get into some things. Okay, so let's give a warm welcome to our special guest today, Miss J. Harvey, okay, in the motherfucking building. Hold on, let me pull it up. Hold on, here I come, Jay. Let me come get you, girl. Yes, somebody say band, you are live. What's going on? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So, I mean, you look nice. I really didn't know what to really expect because I'm just taking it all in, okay? You know, so you went viral over the last week or so, right? And how was that for you? Okay, so before we get too far into this, how do you identify? Are you male? Are you male to female? Is it drag?
I'm Harvey.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So how would you? What is so? Is the pronoun him, her, ma'am, or it doesn't matter? Either one is cool. Okay. Okay. So, and how old are you? Where are you from? Let's get into it. Hold on. Oh, he's echoing? Hold on. They said you echoing. That's probably me. Okay, go ahead. Say something.
I'm from for Mississippi. Did you hear me?
Yes. Okay. So, oh, here it is. Boom.
And I'm 25.
Okay, so you're 25 years old. You were just echoing because I had you playing on two different things. All right. So you're 25 from Gulfport, Mississippi, and that's where you live right now.
I live in Georgia. I live in Covington, Georgia right now.
Okay, so, and you are the manager of the Burger King.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so tell me what happened that day.
Wasn't nobody in the front counter. She gets to screaming in my store talking about hello, hello, you know, being very ratchet and being hurt with a little bang. So I say, somebody will be with you in just a second. And she gets to rolling her eyes. So I walk back off and her and my other manager gets to taking her order. So they get to talking. So as she...
Wait. So she walked in the store and there was nobody at the counter.
Nobody was at the counter. She is absolutely correct.
Okay, and then... And she started yelling?
She started yelling, talking about hello, hello, real loud. I had customers in the dining room and all. Yes, exactly what's that.
And then when you came to the counter, and then what did you say?
And when I came to the, I never went to the counter until I was being ready to go. That's when I was being recorded.
Oh.
Yeah, I never came, when she's saying I came to the front, at first I never once came to the front. Everything she's speaking is not fact. It's only one fact she spoke, and that was when nobody at the cash register.
Okay, so continue on. So there was nobody at the cash register or what? Because I cut you off, sorry.
Nobody was at the cash register, so my other manager went to take her order. And as she was taking her order, one of my other employees was mad at me at the moment because I didn't let her leave early. So as she was moping around my store, just with an attitude, I said, oh, so you mad, man, because you can't go home. So that's when her... call me Ish on Instagram. Say, I know he's not talking to me doing not being extra. So that's when I come to the front. Because if you're going to be extra, don't be extra when I'm back here. I'm going to be extra in the front. I never once disrespected her when I walked to the front. So when I walk to the front, I go to where I bag the food. So as I go to bag the food, I'm talking to one of her people that came in there. I guess she came in here with a white girl. So I start talking to her, and I was like, damn. Just hilarious, like real mad. I was just being fun, you know. So she was like,
Wait a minute. Hold on. You the manager called the customer just hilarious.
No, she never heard me.
Okay, okay. Hold on. You were talking to her friend, like the friend that she was with?
Just hilarious. You should take that as a compliment. You should never take that as a complaint. That's a compliment. She had a just hilarious bang the same bang I got on. I got the just hilarious bang on.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm being funny with her, you know, trying to crack a joke, trying to make her smile. You know, if I made you feel unwelcome, I'm trying to make you feel welcome.
By calling her just hilarious.
Being a joke, calling her a celebrity, yeah, that would make me feel very good.
But she was already irritated.
I guess so. That's how you see it.
So she didn't hear you call her just hilarious, or
no.
Okay.
Her friend didn't tell her because I was sitting right there watching her friend, so her friend didn't even tell her. She walked out the store and left her in the store. So I know her friend didn't tell her to probably ask the bad.
Okay.
But I was stating that because if I'm going to state that I ain't going to lie, I'm going to state what happened.
Okay. And then what?
She never once heard me disrespect her, period. I never called her out her name. I never said anything about her until after she said, I'm going to get you fired, and pulled her phone out and said, let's do it. And she pulled it out and started recording. And I said, you're going to be banned. And she said, oh, you're going to ban me. Bam. Yeah, she will always be banned. She's never allowed in my store. She's banned. So then she gets talking about, look at your teeth, look at your bob. I ain't done nothing. I was at work at 4 a.m. and I got off at 3 p.m. That's 10 hours. Either she get with it or get lost, baby. If it was stiff, then baby, it's stiff. Okay? If I've been in a lot of heat, it don't be stiff. Shit. I mean, I'm in heat, baby. You know, it ain't stiff now. You see that, but it ain't proper and it's full.
Yes, it is. That bag is full, bitch. And it looked like it got a lot of sheen on it, bitch. Okay? That motherfucker ain't stiff now, bitch. Stiff weird, bitch. That motherfucker. Ah. Come on. Don't do that. Don't egg me on because I'm with the bullshit. Okay. So, and then then she went on social media and, you know, she was calling you a punk. Now, let me ask you this. What did your employees think when you were going in like that? Oh, what did your employees think?
Uh-huh. So I was getting smashed. So once I had a little break, I'm going to disappear for a second. I need a little break. But I'm taking a break smoking. I never once stepped outside my office to go smoke. That's like I have to ask the customer to go smoke.
Okay. But so what was the rest of the customer saying while she was recording you and going off? Because you.
They was laughing at her, looking at her, talking and like acting like she really going to do this. Like, you really doing all this for nothing. So that's how they was looking at her. Like, she really doing all that and blowing it up for no reason. I never once met that lady in my life. I don't know what she got against me. And she talking about she love gays. Everybody love a gay until you argue with one.
Right. So let me ask you this. Did she end up getting the food? So she didn't get the food at all. You. Okay. And did you get written up for this? So, okay. And so did you go to work the next day? And what do they say? Like, oh my God, you're viral. Like, when did you find out you went viral? Yeah, because she has over like 100,000 something subscribers. Now, I will tell you this. I have to be honest with you, okay? Now, since I announced that I was going to interview you, I have gotten several emails saying that you have the worst customer service ever, okay? And I actually have a guy, he said, I can't reveal his name, but he said, you jacked up his order because I was looking for you. And I asked him, I said, do you know him? He said, let me actually read to you what he said. I said, do you know this guy? What's his name? And he says, terrible customer service. I said, well, what do you mean about him having terrible customer service? Like, do you know? He said, no, but he messed up my order. And then there was another lady. She wrote me a pretty lengthy email. And I want to know what you say to this, email. Hold on. Hold on, let me see what she said. Here it is. If you do the interview with the Burger King man, just know you're promoting bullying. She was bullied and still is because he's playing the victim. He was the aggressor in the beginning. I mean, you're definitely welcome to do whatever, but I'm telling you because I was there. You are legit going to be promoting a liar that wants clout and is getting clout from a well-known promoter in the city of Atlanta. God will definitely handle him in his own way. Don't be a part of the disease. Be a part of the cure. What do you say about it to that? Okay. 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 Now, listen, what I want you guys to do, if you're on Facebook right now, and even if your friends are there, if you see this link, start a watch party so that we can get people there on Facebook. We have a lot of people on Facebook. We have over almost 400 people here on YouTube. We want to start a watch party. Now, did you want to take a couple of calls? You might be okay. Let me see. I want to see if I can. Okay, let's see. Okay. Let's see if I could. The call in number 563-999-3658. But remember, this is the part where one of your friends have to call in, and then you have to mute your camera there if we're gonna do a call in. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do that, and we are going to. I'm going to give you the number. Okay, hold on. Let me see. Let me see if I can pull it here. Okay, so I put the number in. I don't have anybody calling in as of now. But so outside of working at Burger King, what is it that you like to do? Like, what are you going to do with this now that you've kind of got some viral clout? Okay. So you are looking for clout right now. And you know what? I think what one way I will commend you on, I feel like if that she was kind of throwing you insults and she was recording you and you handled it very, very well. Like, I thought you were going to probably go off, but you. So you usually would have popped off. Do you get a lot of back? Do people treat you weird by the way that you look when you go to when they come to your job and when and? Okay, so you never have to check nobody like I am the boss. Do they feel like they can walk all over you? Okay, somebody said in the comments they love your wig. Hold on, I have a caller, but you may not be able to hear them. That's what I'm saying. Hold on, let me see if you could hear them. Hello, caller. 346-9160, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to be an advocate for her or him. First of all, y'all need to understand, working in customer service and working with some greasy-ass, fat-ass, hungry-ass motherfuckers.
Hold on. Can you hear her talking to you? So, yeah, do you have access to another device over there, like a phone? No, nobody has one? Maybe.
I do.
No, not you. I'm talking about on his end. On his end. Yeah. Does somebody have another device over there that you could use to call in so you can hear? Okay, so here, call this number, 563-999-3658. Okay, and I want to tell me what the last four of your numbers are, and then I want you to mute once we get on there, mute your microphone where you are, so then I could just hear you through the phone, and so you'll be able to hear the callers talking to you. So once your person calls, okay, are they calling from 8400? Is that them? Okay, so mute your microphone, and then I'm gonna talk to 8400. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you know how we do, y'all. We just getting it together. We getting these calls together, okay? Okay, now talk to me through the mic. But mute your mic. Mute the Skype.
Okay, it's mute, right?
Okay, yeah. Okay, now let me see. Okay, tell me if you can hear this caller. 346-9160.
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay,
yes.
I just wanted to play an advocate, Armand, because listen, I totally understand how it is to work in customer service with these fat ass, hungry ass, greasy ass, impatient ass, non-know how to cook ass motherfucking people who want their food in 2.5 seconds and want it now, period. You are not in the wrong, and sweetheart, you probably deal with that shit on a motherfucking daily, okay? And you're not nobody's slave, probably working for pennies. I'm not saying that you should be working there, but I mean, you need to find
a
new job, of course, but.
Wait, you can't just insult the man and tell him that he's probably working for pennies and then give him a compliment. Like, come on now, you can't do that.
That is not an insult. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Them fast food companies don't be paying shit. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
They pay fair if they don't pay enough to deal with customers like that.
They do not pay fair. They do not pay no goddamn bills last time I checked. They do not pay enough for you to be dealing with that goddamn bullshit. Half of the people that do be working in them fast food places have to work two or more jobs. I don't give a fuck. I am not trying to insult you. I am on your side, honey. I'm telling you right now. I understand, and you are in the right, okay? And period. That's that. I don't care what nobody say. You probably, there's people who do probably make $10, but that ain't shit. You got to work overtime. You got to work five times. Look, look. Look, I ain't trying to say nothing about nobody's job, but what I'm saying is y'all deal with a lot, period. And I love you, Armand, and I'm here for you, girl. I get exactly what you're going through, and you need to just stay true to who you are and facts. That's it.
All right. Thank you. Wow. All right. Make sure when you talk close to the mic so we can hear you. Okay, let's take another caller. 803-3516. You're live on the air. 803, come on.
I love y'all double whopper. You cheat.
Wait,
we
what?
We love serving to you, too.
I love y'all double whopper with cheese and mayo and no tomato and... I love the double whoppers.
Okay, well, come on down and let us serve you one.
Can I get one for free?
I don't think so. That's not how we roll.
Okay, so no double whoppers with cheese for free, okay, sir? Did you have a statement you wanted to make, or you want to just play games?
He want to play.
What's y'all recipe?
Okay.
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 Reverse the camera.
Okay. So now the reverse the camera. Now let's talk about that a little bit. You went and got that licensed, trademarked.
It sure is.
So you didn't waste any time with getting your business in order.
It didn't.
So what are you going to do with that?
It's going to mean once you're trying to check somebody, you need to check yourself first. Always look in the mirror first before you try to check someone else.
Reverse the camera, bitch, period. Now, are you going to do merchandise, clothes, T-shirts? Come on, what are we giving?
I'm doing merchandise, everything. I'm doing a fashion show for it. I'm doing everything. I'm doing a whole 9 yards.
Oh, so you got to send me a shirt, right? You got to send me a reverse the camera shirt. Okay, bitch, don't play, bitch. I need something in black and white. Like, you know, I'm a little thicker now, so I'm trying to do black and white. Reverse the camera, okay?
Right.
Okay, so we got a couple more calls. Okay, we're gonna let you enjoy your day. 228-9365. You're live on the air.
But go for it.
Come on. Reverse the camera. 228-9365. You're live on the air. Okay.
Next.
Okay. 516-2514, you're live on the air.
Oh, hey, I'm on.
Hey, what's going on, boo? I'm good.
It's S. Farris. How you doing? I'm at work. I was at my desk. I had to run away for the boys catch me. Hey, boo. I don't want to know before you was live. I don't even know what y'all talking about. I just wanted to say, hey, that's it, boo-boo. Keep on doing what you're doing.
You.
I'm glad to see you. I love you, too. I'm glad to see you twice for the night. I'm happy. You get me through the night. Thank you, boo.
And thank you for becoming a member, babe. You're so much supportive,
absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
All right,
love
you.
Hi, guys. Bye, guys.
Bye. Okay, listen, and before we go, listen, I want you guys to subscribe. If you're there over on Facebook, hi, guys. Make sure you guys please go ahead and like the Armand Wiggins Show like page. And if you are here on YouTube, make sure you guys subscribe to the channel, okay? We have Jay Harvey here, Reverse the Camera, Viral Sensation, Burger King Manager. Okay, went viral over the last week. If you guys missed the video, let me play the video for you one more time that made him go viral. Oh, so now I want to play. Oh, it's freezing. Okay, so we're not getting it one more time. All right. Ain't that some shit? She must have been on here and got mad. I told y'all that's how the shit go. But let me see. I think we got another caller we could take. Okay, 720-9817, you're live on the air.
Hi, how you doing? I love you.
I love you, too. What's going on?
I just heard what was going on, and this reverse the camera thing gave me a thought to help out that may help out. And that is when you put reverse the camera maybe on a shirt, it would have something that like a sheen or something that would reflect on the other person. You know, that shiny stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's creative.
And it would be reversed. They would see themselves while they're walking towards you.
That's right. You see a reflection of yourself before you go for someone else.
Right.
See, that one's free right there.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
You get it.
All right.
Okay,
thank
and
you.
I remember when I used to work in that fast food industry many years ago, pay was like six something to start an hour. So really, that's how old I am.
Okay. Do you want to let them know that you don't make $6 an hour? Do you? He doesn't make $6 an hour. I don't think he makes.
Now it's 11 something an hour.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I'm just giving my age, basically, I guess.
Thank you.
I don't know if you have enough bombs for that.
Okay, yeah. We did, yeah. All right. Thank you, caller. Okay. So the people are assuming that because you work at Burger King, you don't make good money. Now, do you want to clear that up?
I do want to clear that up. I make damn good money for those who don't know. And it's way over $10 an hour.
Right.
I can't say what I make is none of y'all business.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about this. Are you dating?
Oh, shit. I'm single, baby.
Are you looking?
I am looking.
What kind of man are you looking for?
A nice, wholesome man. I need me a man that's gonna take care of me, baby. I mean, you know, I can't work fast food forever. People gotta treat me. They don't appreciate my good customer service, so they say it's awful. So I need a good man that's gonna take care of me, so I can rock bangs like that.
Yes, yes. So how do you feel like you're going to improve your customer service?
Well, I guess I'm going to have to be even more nicer. Maybe give out some free stuff.
Oh, you want to give out free stuff. You know, no, don't give out no free stuff. But listen.
I'm reversing the camera on that. It's a lie.
What?
They ain't getting nothing free.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I was just lying. Nothing free.
So, and then you went and posted a video because she was talking about your teeth, and I think that you were posting screenshots of her teeth. Have you talked to her since?
I have not. I see what she talks about me, so that's when I go post something about her. I don't have my ass on her. Once she posts something about me, that's when I'm going to post something about her. But me waking up with her on my mind, that's most definitely not the case.
Did you ever call the police? Did the police ever come?
I called the police, but as I was calling the police, she was walking out. And as she was walking out, I said, oh, she's walking out, ma'am. And the police said, do you still need me to send someone? I said, no, that's fine. She's leaving. Everything should be fine. I couldn't.
All right.
She could have got arrested for trespassing.
Okay, so what if she apologizes to you? Will you unban her from your restaurant?
I do apologize. No, ma'am. No, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
So if she was watching this right now, would you apologize?
Like me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if I heard you in any kind of way, I do apologize. If I heard you,
that's very noble. Okay.
Or made you feel insulted about anyhow, I do apologize, love. But the way you did that was very inappropriate, and I would not appreciate you and don't come to my store. It's simple.
All right. Well, there you have it, everybody. Jay Harvey, I just kind of wanted to get down to the bottom of it because it was interesting. I think that you're an interesting person. And I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak with you. If there's nothing else that you would like to say, we can go ahead. Oh, we got one more caller. You want to take the last caller?
That last caller in, I'm going to tell you when my fashion show is and where it's at. Let's
okay.
Last call.
Okay, 228-9365. You're live on the air.
Yes, baby, it's Mary in the house.
I can't hear you.
This little Mary in the house. Go put on the mouth.
Okay, what's going on, little Mary? You know her? You know little Mary?
Yes, bitch. What's up, Jay Harvey?
Hey, baby.
Hey, Mr. Armand, I'm sorry to tell you that I'm gonna be rude. I'm gonna talk about the customers. Lil Ugly was wrong for everything she done. You know what I'm saying? We couldn't even see your face. You look like a baby horse. Were you on Shrek somewhere?
Okay.
That's not nice, Mary. We're gonna let it ride, baby.
But I'm just saying.
It's okay. She gave me a little fame. It's okay. She talked about me. That's how we're gonna react. It's fine.
It's okay. See, no, you couldn't react that way because you were at work, and we appreciate that. Keep making your coins, boo. But we live in effect right now. So therefore, she needs to know she was all wrong. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I might be wrong for talking about it, but she really does look like a horse.
Right. Well, I thought it was interesting that she didn't show her full body either.
Yeah, I thought something was wrong with that.
She didn't show her full body because she had a whole life shirt on and she had her ass cheeks out.
She had her ass cheeks out. Oh, wow.
And that bang.
Oh, my. That's so unladylike. And you were out in public like that?
And said she's a real woman and I'm a man. I'm not hiding my energy from nobody.
From nobody.
Yes.
Correct.
That's what I am.
Oh,
all
wow.
Right. Thank you, Mary.
Yes, yes. Go for it on the mat. We love you, Jay Harvey.
Love you, too.
Yes. All right. Listen, before we get into it, if you guys would like to become a member, please, if you want to become a member of the channel, I will post the link in the description box. Also, we want to shout out to everybody who, if I missed any super chats, shout out to you guys. Also, our music shows every Wednesday. If you would like to submit your music, Armand listens to your music live, please go ahead and visit us at thearmandwiggins.com. Get your merchandise at thearmandwiggins.com. Yada, yada, yada. You know my normal spiel. Now, Jay Harvey, you want to do your announcement on when your line is coming out. So tell us when that's coming out.
Well, my reverse the camera clothing line will be out in a week.
Ooh.
And I'm launching my first fashion show of Reverse the Camera April 27th.
Okay, and what's the concept for that?
The concept is to be you and be yourself. Don't let others dictate what you and how you live life. That's the concept.
That's good. I like that.
I'm laying down the runway, and we're reversing the camera all the way.
Yes, God, bitch. And you know what? I want those photos. I want a T-shirt. And don't forget us when you get big, okay?
Right. Well, definitely not.
Thank you, Jay Harvey. I love you. And we'll be watching. And remember, reverse the motherfucking camera, bitch. All right, everybody, that was Jay Harvey. Reverse the camera, bitch. We have got to do some things today. Hopefully you guys all enjoyed the show. I was thoroughly entertained. I just want to do that interview because I was like, you know what? He really held his composure. Because me, I probably would have went off a little bit more. Now, the girl has since went on her Instagram and said some things, but I think she's moved on. But listen, when we go to fast food places, people, I know that, you know, sometimes we could be a little impatient, but we got to understand they are working hard. And contrary to what you may think, you don't want people going back there spitting in your food and stuff. So don't do too much, okay, at the fast food places. Get what you can, you know, be a little patient, and then bounce. Now, if you're at the fast food restaurant, please do your due diligence to make sure that, you know, you live up to the name fast food. So when people are coming in there, they want to come in and out. So please just give the best customer service, that you can. Shout out to Margaret Liggins. Thank you for the super chat. Never change who you are and always be amazing. All right, guys, I'm going to get up out of here. Remember, I don't know what I was going to tell you. Remember, I just had a bunch of fucking thoughts at once. But listen, I'm out of here. Make sure you guys subscribe to the channel. Like us on Facebook. And keep that same energy. Until next time, I will see you soon. Bye.